This is the month in the movie year when dinosaurs roam the earth. Big budget pictures filled with big stars and even bigger explosions. But today a movie opens that has none of these. It's called Drumline, and Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says it's got a good beat.
Drumline is a film of modest goals that achieves all of them. The movie is based on a time-honored formula, but it succeeds through good storytelling, sincere acting, and a setting amidst one of the greatest spectacles in American sports. The world of show-style marching bands is a way of life at football halftimes every fall. Drumline focuses on band members and dancers from predominantly black Southern institutions, whose elaborately choreographed 7-minute extravaganzas feature hundreds of costumed performers. It's no wonder fans often care more about the halftime shows than the games that surround them. It would be hard for a film with this intrinsically cinematic a setting to go far wrong, and Drumline doesn't.
Kid, you about to step in front of thousands of people. The crowd, the lights, scary.
Even for a hothead like you.
Yeah, I bet you it's even scary for somebody with a whack solo.
What?
I ain't mumbling.
You want my solo? Take it.
What? Yo, son, you don't even want to tell me that.
It's all you, son.
The film's story of a brash kid who needs to come to terms with authority has seen umpteen remakes. But director Charles Stone III, who's best known for the Wass Up beer commercials, and writers Tina Gordon Chisholm and Sean Sheps present it like it's never been done before.
You want to prove once for all that I'm better than you? Strap up!
Bring it on, big brother Tin Man.
Take your time.
Yeah, youngin. Whatever.
Hey, thug, little wannabe drummer boy.
Whatever, you big ball-headed bougie, my first drum having.
No Method Man?
Yeah, Fluff Daddy. Say I'm better than you.
I ain't trying to hear you.
You ain't heard me since I stepped on campus.
Because I know what you about.
You know about me.
Drumline has been smart in picking its cast, starting with Nick Cannon as Devin, a drummer from Harlem who gets a full scholarship to the mythical Atlanta A&T University to help reinvigorate its marching band. He's a good kid, but an incurable wiseacre. That gets him into trouble with all kinds of authority figures, including band director Dr. Lee.
You out there showboating for 5 minutes. If I wasn't able to signal the drum major to wrap you up, you'd still be out there beating your damn drum!
Dr. Lee is played by Orlando Jones, the rare actor capable of making decency look sexy. He has problems of his own with a university president who wants his band to use more hip-hop rhythms and moves.
Now that is a new beginning. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Great job, son. Really something.
Thank you, sir.
In its attempt to cover as many bases as possible, Drumline ends up with a few too many plot lines. Even one about the problems of one of the film's token white guys. Still, when the bands are taking part in the annual Big Southern Classic, the Super Bowl of show-style marching band competitions, that doesn't seem to matter. If you like rhythm and movement, not to mention traditional storytelling, this is a film that deserves a spot on your dance card.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, who reviews movies for the Los Angeles Times and for Morning Edition.